I started making some changes and some purchases to move to the next level, you know. And one of the things I did is I said, you know, I had this mattress for too long. I'm going to buy another one. So I went and bought another mattress and thought, okay, man, I'm sleeping like a baby now, you know. And the reason I bought it is because I wasn't sleeping good. So I bought the mattress, started taking magnesium supplements. Did a lot of healthy stuff. And as soon as I got serious about healthy stuff, all these toxic people started showing back up. And when I say showing back up, they're the same. They're different people. Most of them are different, but it's the same programs that our other people are running on. I thought, this is ridiculous. So it was a spiritual realm. So as you're moving to the next level, the devil, the program, the matrix, the old ghost programs keep trying to come back. And you can't look back. Because if you look back, you're going backwards. Why would you look back? There ain't nothing. The reason you left is because it's foolishness. And it's ridiculous. And the reason you don't look back, because you don't want, that's where you just left from. You don't go back to Egypt. You don't go back to Babylon. You don't go back to the world, the flesh, and the prior life. You left all that. There ain't no way you're going to look back. Looking back, what is that about? People do it, though. And they expect you to go backwards? I don't think so. The reason the past is left behind is because it's left behind. You can't live in the past. Old identities and old fake realities. Stupid. We have no continuing city down here. Look at all this. All this dirt and grease and filth and decay and cracks in the road and rust. Why would you want to stay in this place? Why would not rise up higher? You're going to be transformed. You're going to be raptured out of this place and are. Hopefully we get caught up like Enoch. If you go enough levels, you'll rise up out of this place because you won't even be a part of this place anymore. And here, you know what gets me is, as you move to the next level, the next level, the next level and understanding, and you get into Greek and the Hebrew and the etymology, rightly divide the word, and then you've rightly divided the word for years, and then you say, okay, what's next, Lord? He says, I want you to study the words. Okay, I'll study the words. And you see deeper into this thing. I want you to study the fractal. I want you to see the fractal holographic repeat deja vu training program. That's all this is. Everybody's a little baby. If you hear somebody crying or venting, it's baby talk. I don't want to go to the next level. Go to the next level. I understand. But eventually you're going to have to just quit crying and just deal with it. Just take up your cross. You know, I need to correct something I said the other day when I uploaded that video. I don't think anybody caught it, but that's okay. You know, the flesh is nothing but sin, right? And so the flesh can't get any better, so all you can do is die daily. You have to die daily. To walk in the spirit, you have to die. You can't transform the flesh into spirit. You have to die daily. The reason it's so hard to be in a marriage, because you're quantum connected with another flesh creature. Think about that. And so let's say you've rose up to a certain level. Let's say you're at level 80 out of 100, and they're at level 50 out of 100. And they're wanting you to stay at level 50 because they don't know what level 80 is. Man or woman. If it's a woman listening, you probably know what I'm talking about. Because some men are still probably on level 20 and you're on level 50 or whatever. So let's say you're married to somebody, you're at level 80 and they're at level 30 and they don't want to grow and they're stagnating. They can't even understand you. They can understand some things you're saying, but they only look at you according to the flesh. That's why marriage gets so hard. Because you're talking to somebody in the spirit, spiritual, then you come together in the flesh, and it turns into the flesh cuts the flesh. It went from the spirit sharpening the spirit to the flesh cutting the flesh. That's why it's so hard. When you're in the spirit, talking spiritual stuff, everything's cool. But when you quantum connect down here in the natural, the flesh always cuts the flesh. What you could do, if you're able to do it, what you could do is you could use that and turn it into a catapult. Use it as one of those things called, you jump on them and you bounce. Trampoline. You can use it as a trampoline to rise up to the next level. Or you can just say, all right, you want to be in that, you want to be in the flesh, go ahead, I'm walking in the spirit. And you do your thing, I do my thing, but that's a problem with being yoked up. It's hard to rise up. I mean, that's why Paul said what he said in 1 Corinthians 7. He says the woman's trying to please her husband, the husband's trying to please his wife. You're divided. He says set your affections above, not below. So the only way you're gonna make it is if you tie into some woman who's just really spiritual and willing to be introspective, but most people, they'll never get there. They get saved and they get their insurance policy and that's it. When the spouse dies, then that's probably when they start to get spiritual, but the cares of this life pull them down. The cares of this life. Let's say you marry a Pentecostal. She says, I wanted to go to the Thanksgiving dinner or the Christmas dinner with my Pentecostal family. I said, do you know how hard that is for me to sit around and listen to a bunch of false doctrine and lies? I'm not going. I can't stand that. I mean, it goes against my whole core being. Talking about losing your salvation, slain in the spirit, and all that jibber jabber tongue stuff that they claim is tongue, but it means another language. I can't stand it. They're liars. It's fake. It's all plastic. All they talk about is money. It's all about money. It's not about inner renewal. It's not about the riches, the true riches. It's about the natural realm riches. And they're all cheating on each other anyway, behind the scenes. Took me a long time to rise up out of this place, see through all the games. Took me a long time. Went through it. I had people try to kill me, try to shut me down, shut me up, attack me. Especially when I started talking about legalists. The legalists, the works-based salvation people. Those people are crazy. Those are your worst. I had a preacher tell me, he said, the legalists are your worst enemy. I said, I know. I agree, man. That's my experience. If that's your experience, that's mine. Okay. That's a confirmation from God that the legalists are your worst enemy. And believe it or not, the Jezebel is a legalist too. The Jezebel's a legalist because she's trying to put you under her laws. If you don't know why I'm laughing, because a legalist is trying to put you back under laws, works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. But the Jezebel has her own little bubble of laws, control, manipulation, and witchcraft. That's some demon-possessed guy going walking down the street again. I'm telling you, the spirit realm is mad. When you, let's say you left 79, went to 80. You did a transformation. And then, so it was 10 times harder than the last one. So then you're going from 80 to 81. Your goal is to be cut out all programs when you hit 100, right? So from 80 to 81, it's going to be 10 times harder than the previous one. And so the demon world, when you cut off an agent, the demon world is mad as a snake, you know? Because the demons tried to set a trap. And they use key agents to try to trap you. And then when you break free from the trap, it manifests in the 3D. Because it's a spiritual war. I mean, they're so angry right now. I mean, they are. I can just see it in people. They lost the biggest battle. They lost such a big battle. If I could even tell you, I can't tell you, but they lost such a big battle. It actually caused me some physical pain. But they lost. And I'm just eating some warm stuff, taking some aspirin, taking some recovery time. They lost such a big battle. You just don't know how big of a battle they lost. And so what I'm doing is I'm settling in. So if I went from 80 to 81, I'm settling in on that 81. And they're trying to figure out how to keep me in 80, the stage 80, you know? They're trying to figure it out, and they just can't find a way in. They can't figure it out. They just can't get in. See, when you set boundaries up to this narcissistic system, that's putting them under law. And they hate the law because the letter killeth. Anyway, I gotta do some work.